This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
He's holding on. He's going great against us. Going to center ice. Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
Timeout for Toronto. They go the length of the court. Ruffin tips it away. And no! Not possible! Not possible!
The Taco Man Audio Magazine is in your face. Straight up, for the next hour, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. I hope to infuriate you, inform you, and hopefully entertain you as well. Of course, we're talking sports for the next hour. Seth Meyers will be here, of course, the great Seth Meyers, the king of late night TV. But wait, I'm not done. Dom Diner. That's right. Dominic Jimenez, of course. Dom's Diner, a stellar part of this show week in and week out. Dom's back from vacation. And I'm not done. We'll also talk about the poaching. Are the L.A. Lakers poaching? What do I mean by poaching? Are they tampering with other teams' talent? Are they? We'll hear about that in depth in the third segment tonight of the Taco Man Audio Magazine. Open phone lines all around the planet. We can sneak in a phone call. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Taco Man, the studio text line for the Taco Man Show. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuned to the Taco Man Audio Magazine. Next up, Seth Meyers on Sports Byline.
Now, let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Hi, it's Ron Barr, and with the holidays and Christmas upon us, if you're looking for a gift that keeps on giving, I've got a great suggestion. Give them a MyPillow. I just got one, and I love it. I'm sleeping better and longer, and I'm more rested. Check it out. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Christmas special, and you'll get the lowest price MyPillow ever offered for their four-pack. And it includes free shipping. And we all know how important free shipping is, especially during the holiday season. And just to make sure you're happy, MyPillow has extended its 60-day money-back guarantee through March 1st. So if you want to give someone a gift that keeps on giving, or if you want a more restful night's sleep, go to MyPillow.com and enter my promo code BARR. That's B-A-R-R to get two premium MyPillows and two to-go anywhere pillows. Remember, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Christmas special, and enter my promo code BARR. You'll be glad you did. Happy holidays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is Sports Overnight America.
All of President Trump's biggest scams are crumbling on him, whether it's his fake charity or his non-existent border wall. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. Trump is currently dealing with a truly stunning number of criminal probes. Just to name a few, his White House is being investigated by the special counsel, his inaugural committee is being investigated for allegedly misspending donations, and his business is being investigated for hiding hush payments to cover up affairs. Not even Trump's doctor has ever examined him this closely. Then again, this is Trump's doctor. Pretty sure the only thing he ever examined closely is a magic eye poster. Oh, sweet, man. Oh, man. Oh, it's a sailboat, man. Then yesterday, the president was dealt another blow when his personal charity, the Trump Foundation, was forced to shut down after prosecutors effectively said it acted as a slush fund for Trump's personal spending.
President Trump's charitable foundation has agreed to shut down amid an ongoing investigation into its finances. In a statement, the Attorney General Barbara Underwood said, quote, our petition detailed a shocking pattern of illegality involving the Trump Foundation, including unlawful coordination with the Trump presidential campaign, repeated and willful self-dealing, and much more. This amounted to the Trump Foundation functioning as little more than a checkbook to serve Mr. Trump's business and political interests.
The Attorney General also alleging Trump used charity money to settle personal lawsuits.
So Trump used his charity to pay for lawsuits, which then prompted a lawsuit that ended the charity. At this point, he's going to have to start a new charity to pay for the lawsuit over the old charity. They can call it, I don't know, March of Crimes. He's going to do a 5K walk, but it's just going to be him asking for $5,000 so he can walk.
These lawyer fees are piling up. Could you do 6K?
And, of course, as you might remember, it was reported that Trump used his charity to buy two portraits of himself. These are real. That is true. He used a charity to buy these. Although when it comes to Trump portraits, this one is still my favorite. Now, he didn't use a charity to buy this one, which makes sense because the only person doing any charity here was the artist. When did Donald Trump ever look that good? Was that right after he got queer-eyed? Seriously, though, Trump used his charity to treat himself like a make-a-wish kid. I got a portrait of myself, I got to ride in a helicopter, and I got to meet Grimace. And then, of course, Trump's campaign and his administration are dealing with the Russia investigation. Yesterday, his ex-National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, appeared in court after pleading guilty to lying to the FBI about his contacts with Russians. Flynn's lawyers initially tried to argue that the FBI tricked him, Then they tried to take that argument back, and in response, the judge got super pissed.
The judge then laid into Michael Flynn, noting that making false statements to the FBI while he was national security advisor sitting there in the White House was a, quote, very serious offense. He then continued, quote, I'm not hiding my disgust, my disdain for this criminal offense. Arguably, you sold your country out.
Well, I'm no legal expert, but it's not good when a judge says you sold your country out at the sentencing hearing. It would be weird if Flynn didn't get a harsh sentence after that. You debased the White House and betrayed your country, and you're going free! Merry Christmas! Flynn was obviously worried as well and agreed with the judge's suggestion to delay sentencing until next year. Now, Flynn might at this point be hoping for a pardon from Trump, but considering how charitable Trump is, he'll probably just end up with this hanging in his jail cell.
So you can remember me the way I never was.
Flynn's botched court appearance is a reminder that this administration is full of people who are nefarious creeps, but also bumbling doofuses at the same time. Just take Trump's threat to shut down the government. Trump wanted $5 billion for a pointless border wall to enforce his racist immigration policies, but he was too incompetent to figure out how to get it. Last week, for example, he started out his Oval Office meeting with Democrats by saying it would be their fault if there was a government shutdown. And by the end of it, by the end of the same meeting, he did a complete 180 and said it would be his fault if there was a government shutdown.
You should not have a Trump shutdown. You have the White House. You have the Senate.
We shouldn't shut down the government over a dispute. And you want to shut it down.
The last time, Chuck, you shut it down.
No.
And then you opened it up very quickly. And
20 times.
I don't want to do what you did.
You've said
it. Okay, you want to put that on
my... You said it.
I'll take it.
Okay, good.
You know what I'll say? Yes. If we don't get what we want, I will shut down the government.
Okay,
absolutely.
Fair enough.
And
we
I am
disagree.
Proud, and I'll
we
tell
disagree.
You what, I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck.
Amazing. He started the meeting by calling it a Pelosi shutdown and ended it by saying it's my shutdown. Can you imagine if he ever does get arrested? I'm not guilty. Yes, you are. Okay, great. I want to go to jail. That was my plan. Handcuffs? My wrists are freezing. And then... when that didn't work, Trump turned to the most sinister member of his White House staff, senior advisor Stephen Miller. Miller is the aide Trump turns to when he's desperate. He's like the creepy dude who's always hanging around Cersei Lannister doing weird experiments on dead bodies.
Stephen, build me a wall.
I can't do that, my lord, but what if I told you I brought Rudy Giuliani back to life? But I never died. Quiet, Rudy!
After Trump was outwitted in his meeting with Democrats, Miller tried to fix things by taking a much more aggressive tack. He went on CBS's Face the Nation and said Democrats were endangering national security by not supporting the wall. And he immediately dialed up to 11.
Will he shut it down to get this $5 billion in border wall funding?
We're going to do whatever is necessary to build the border wall to stop this ongoing crisis of illegal immigration. The largest increases, the largest increases.
Are we going to have a shutdown over Christmas?
As you yourself acknowledge, the largest increases in illegal immigration are categories that are incentivized by loopholes in our laws and loopholes created by activist left-wing judges, including the district court judge.
I said there are record number happening right now.
In the categories that correspond with these loopholes and the interventions, reckless, lawless interventions of district court judges. It's time that both parties, and this is what the American people want, to create a lawful system of immigration,
okay.
Not the lawless chaos
Stephen,
that has been perpetuated for too many
it's
decades.
It's good to have you in studio.
Was it? Was it good to have him in the studio? I mean, don't get me wrong. I guess there are worse places to have Stephen than the studio, like, say, outside on your balcony during a thunderstorm. So after Stephen Miller's charm offensive didn't work, the White House turned to Sarah Sanders on Tuesday to try yet another tactic. She went on Fox News and said both that the White House was negotiating with Congress over funding for the border wall, and also they already have the money, so they don't need it.
Has the White House communicated to the Senate what you're willing to accept in terms
Absolutely.
Of in terms of a dollar amount for a continuing resolution? What would that number be?
We have. We've been in continuous and will continue to have these conversations.
If the president wants $5 billion, would he take $2.5 billion? Would that be an acceptable number?
We would take. We have other ways that we can get to that $5 billion.
Wait, you do? Then why are you asking Congress for it? And why are you threatening a government shutdown? You're like a loan shark who doesn't need the money back.
Pay up, or I'll have to take it out of my own bank account, which I'm more than happy to do.
And now, Trump and his aides are trying to claim that the administration already has the money for the wall, thanks to Trump's renegotiated NAFTA deal called the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA. And if you don't know what the USMCA is, Trump has been going around lately suggesting a way to remember it.
We're replacing the NAFTA disaster with a brand-new U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement. It's called the USMCA, like the song, YMCA, right?
The U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA, like YMCA.
The USMCA, like YMCA, the song, YMCA. YMCA.
Oh, boy. Don't let Mike Pence hear you singing a Village People song. No. He will attach a car battery to your nads and read to you from Leviticus. Seriously, dude, you're not the Village People. You're the Village Idiot. Now, the argument that Trump can pay for the wall through a trade deal makes no sense. Savings from a trade deal, if there are any, wouldn't go to the government. They would go to businesses. A reporter tried to clarify that with Sanders at a press briefing yesterday, but Sanders just kept repeating the lie.
Where are the additional monies for this wall going to come from, and why is he asking the American taxpayer for them when he promised Mexico was going to pay?
Look, we're not asking American taxpayers for that. The money that would be saved through the USMCA deal, we could pay for the wall four times over, and by doing that new trade deal, we have the opportunity to pay for the wall.
But trade benefits go to private citizens. Look, they don't go to the United States Treasury.
He's talking about the general revenue that comes from that.
So you're going to tax...
No, we're not taxing. We're talking about additional revenue that wouldn't have existed without the president getting a new deal.
Have you done the math on that?
Let me answer that. No, she hasn't. No one in this administration does the math. If you ask Trump what's 2 + 2, this is what would go through his head. It's fun to stay at the Also, of course the math doesn't make any sense. The only way Trump's ever going to get that wall is if he builds it with the portraits he bought with his charity money. The wall was just like Trump's charity, a scam that is now falling apart. One Trump associate after another is pleading guilty to federal crimes. If all these lawsuits work out, Trump might have to go live in the...
YMCA.
This has been A Closer Look.
Next up, we're talking L.A. Lakers, baby, with ESPN's Colin Hurd and Chris Broussard on the Taco Man Audio Magazine.
Good to see you're still alive. I think I like you. Many ways to have a good time. It's fun to stay at the
YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. I guarantee you there's no problem.
Is Sports Overnight America. Are you listening to me?
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
All right, Chris Broussard, we got two major stories here. Number one, NBA general managers in small markets and owners are claiming the Lakers are tampering, leaking stuff to the media, Anthony Davis, LeBron talk. Do you think it's fair to claim that?
I think it's fair. I talked to an executive yesterday from a big market team. But he said the same thing. He said, look, if Magic Johnson or Rob Pelinka had said what LeBron said, it's tampering. So how does
LeBron
get
said
away
basically
with it? It would be amazing. He didn't say that much. I mean, he just said common sense. It'd be amazing. It'd be incredible. But that's it does let a guy know you want him to come to your team. They share the same agent. So, of course, Anthony
so
knows
why
that.
Why can't? See, this is funny.
Let me add this. Know what this executive said?
What?
The next thing he said, there should have been a follow-up question. Who you giving up for him? Who you giving up for Anthony? It'll be amazing or incredible that he comes. See, and my thing, LeBron, we know for the last 9 years, there's been drama every season with LeBron on his team. Some of it's self-made, right?
Right.
The tweets, the Instagram. So I think he thrives in that. And he did. He could have started up a little drama recently just with that quote about Anthony Davis, because if you're on his team, you're saying, wait a minute, we can't just go sign Anthony Davis. So LeBron, in saying it'd be amazing to get him, is he saying me, you, whoever should be shipped out? Yeah, he is. But
well, I also think, you know, owners love to control the league. This is the downside of the NBA. In the NFL, owners, GMs, coaches, largely the commissioner control the players. They do. Everybody right. pushes back, but it's the strongest league by a mile. In right. the NBA, the star players control the league.
This now, they didn't under David Stern.
By the way, the media loves that, but it's tough because when you give players total control, they can go wherever they want to go, and it hurts parity. The NBA's got no parity. The NFL controls its players. You have incredible right. parity. I mean, God, Chris, this weekend, 12 of the 16 games have playoff implications.
Right. Right.
The executives control the league. In the NBA, the media loves the stars, but the stars are like, we don't want to play in New Orleans. You know, we don't want to play in Memphis. So all the media loves the NBA and the stars, but this is what happens when stars control the league. They want to play in about six cities.
Adam Silver's been great so far, But he's clearly a big-time players commissioner.
Stern was not.
Stern was, and I think Stern was the best commissioner in American sports history. With the obstacles he had to overcome, the racial obstacles.
I agree.
The drug
That's
use
fair.
In the 70s, you know, all that. He was the best, in my opinion.
So, and Adams been very pro-player, and since Adams arrived, we have less parity.
Right. And again, I think Adams been great, and this may never happen, but it may be 15 years from now, maybe 20 years, it may not happen, but if there comes a big-time division between the owners and the players, like a lockout, a strike, whatever, that's when Adam Silver is going to be tested. Because then you got to be pro-owner because that's who you're representing. Obviously, you want to balance, but that's where his softness with the players could come back to bite.
Second issue, Daryl Morey, friend of the show, smart guy, said on our show last year, As the Rockets were trying to knock off the Warriors, he said this. Okay, obsessed is not necessarily always great for business. Because of that obsession, they signed Chris Paul to a prohibitively expensive contract. He's hurt again. Do you think their window's done? Chris Paul can't stay healthy.
I think it pretty much is.
I do too.
I remember sitting on this couch when it was the couch and saying that they were having second thoughts about signing Chris to that four-year, $160 million deal.
But they had made a gentleman's agreement, and so they felt, Daryl felt like, I can't go against my handshake deal. To which I say, you go against your handshake deal, because the bottom line, my boss is the owner. And if Chris Paul is not healthy, and I love Chris, he can't stay healthy.
Chris will be 34 at the end in May, I believe. He's playing on average about 60 games a year. Even when he was younger, he had seasons where he got injured.
Yes.
And his numbers are way down. 15 points a game, his shooting percentage is down. Here's the problem with Daryl Morey, though, and he's a good GM, don't get me wrong, very good GM. But he's the poster child for analytics.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. I like manalytics. I'm not totally analytics.
I'm 70% analytics, 30% manalytics.
Right. I like that philosophy. However, Morey, to be the poster child of analytics, he makes moves that go directly opposite to analytics. Signing Dwight Howard, that was a good basketball move to most people, but it didn't fit analytics.
Is Chris Paul's not a good...
Chris Paul was a mid-range shooter. When you signed him to this deal, he was 33 years old with an injury history. That didn't fit analytics. Carmelo Anthony? How did that fit your analytics? A mid-range ball-stopping player. And then the second problem with analytics, guys, is that a lot of them don't understand chemistry, locker room dynamic, leadership, the people skills. And a guy that's not just in the analytics would have looked at Trevor Ariza and said, you know what? Yeah, he may not be the greatest player, but he's a fit. Carmelo Anthony's a better individual player, but Trevor Ariza fits what we do. They didn't have to change a thing. They didn't have to change a thing. You could have came back as is, maybe added another role player or something, and been fine. But they tamper with it, and now look at them. To your point, the fact that Chris Paul can't stay healthy, without him, they don't have a chance to win the West.
Yes, and by the way, because of his contract, they had to get rid of pieces, and now you're getting less of Chris Paul because he's playing less. By the way, 40 seconds left. Perfect scenario this summer for the league. I'll say the player, you tell me where he ends up. Kawhi Leonard.
Clippers.
Perfect for the league. Close the Clippers. Kevin Durant.
I could say Toronto, but I'll say New York.
Anthony Davis.
Lakers.
Jimmy Butler.
Philly.
Klay Thompson.
Golden State.
Oh, boy, that'd be
Kyrie good. Irving. New York.
So Kyrie and Durant, New York. Oh, God, I love that. You have no idea.
Now, what I think are
10 seconds.
More realistic, Kawhi, Clippers, Durant stays Golden State. AD ends up with the Lakers.
Good stuff today.
Next up on the Taco Man Audio Magazine, Dom's Diner with the illustrious Dominic Jimenez. Only on the Taco Man Audio Magazine on Sports Byline.
Isn't that nice?
What a crowd, huh?
Yeah, they love you.
Really nice. Don't get, how you doing? Okay?
I'm doing fine. That's You're great. Looking real good.
Yeah?
Real good.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, but I've been working hard, Johnny, and I'm trying to relax, you know? I go to Las Vegas next week, the resorts after that. I got an album coming out, a movie coming out. I'm working very hard.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my father, he was a workaholic.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You mentioned work, he got drunk.
I did it all.
Well, I finally solved my drinking problem. I joined Alcoholics Anonymous, you know.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I still drink. I use a different name, that's all. Now, I tell you, my problem is I drink too much, way too much.
Yeah.
I got my doctor a urine specimen. There was an olive in it. Hey, when I drink, I don't know what I'm doing. I was loaded one out and went into a gay bar. Whew, it was ridiculous. There was 15 guys for every guy. Now, I'm never lucky in bars. I saw a sign of a one bar. It said topless, bottomless. I went inside. There was no one there.
Life ain't easy.
I mean, nothing works, sir. You just try to look out for number one, and I step to number two. And smoking, that's another one. Yeah. Try to stop smoking. That's a beauty, huh? Well, with cigarettes, my wife and I, we made a deal, my wife and I. We only smoke after sex. I got the same pack now since 1975. What bothers me is my wife. She's up to three packs a day. I tell you the truth, my wife and I, we never have sex.
No.
Now, we get undressed, we can't stop laughing, you know? But I'll tell you one thing, when my wife does have sex, she screams. Ooh, especially when I walk in on her. Ooh. Now, you kid, I know my wife cheats on me. Every time I come home, the parrot says, quick, out the window, you know?
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Come and kiss my butt.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website. WBOboxing.com. This is WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Who's done it? We have a new heavyweight champion in the world.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Hi, it's Ron Barn. With the holidays and Christmas upon us, if you're looking for a gift that keeps on giving, I've got a great suggestion. Give them a MyPillow. I just got one, and I love it. Check it out. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Christmas special, and you'll get the lowest price MyPillow ever offered for their four-pack, and it includes free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee through March 1st. So if you want to give someone a gift that keeps on giving, or if you want a more restful night's sleep, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code BAR.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. It's another edition of Dom's Diner here on Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, the Taco Man Radio Audio Magazine. We've been closed for a few weeks, but we're ready for the holiday rush, and in the spirit of giving, in the spirit of the holidays, I have the best and more of the best in the week of sports. No, there's no losers this week. A little bit of a good job, good effort, but no losers this week. An all-winners edition of Dom's Diner. Nothing but pure 13 straight minutes of people who are winning at life, winning in the world of sports. So you know what? Let's give the people what they want. Let's give Charlie Sheen what he wants, and that is some winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
First winner, Ryan Shazier. You remember former Steelers linebacker over a year ago. Shazier suffered a spinal cord injury that left him motionless on the field. Doctors gave him a 20% chance to ever walk again. It was a vicious hit that he delivered, but unfortunately his neck bounced, his head bounced the wrong way, injuring his neck and his spinal cord. And it looked like this may have been one of those instances where a guy almost lost his life on the field. There haven't been too many of those in NFL history, but it looked like this may have been it for Ryan Shazier. His career, over, certainly. There was probably minimal chance he was going to walk again. That was it. He underwent spinal stabilization surgery earlier this April. And then he surprised everybody by walking across the stage with assistance at the NFL draft to announce the Steelers' draft pick in the second round. So that was awesome. That's a great story. Shazier walking. We heard about him standing up from his wheelchair during the playoffs, trying to inspire the Steelers last season. Just being in the locker room, his presence, his role as a leader on the defense, didn't matter that he wasn't out on the field. He continued that role. But the story for Ryan Shazier gets even better. He's beat the odds, beat the percentages in terms of walking again. And now Ryan Shazier is jogging, according to linebackers coach Joey Porter. Steelers linebackers coach Joey Porter, former Pro Bowl linebacker. And in addition to that, he's starting to lift weights. He's doing weight training. So Ryan Shazier doing it all. Will he play in the NFL again? I'm still going to say I doubt it. But the way his recovery has gone in just a year, you got to think, hey, maybe he can do it. So shout out to Ryan Shazier. He's absolutely a winner this week. All right, next winner, Furman Men's Basketball. Who? Furman, the Paladins. Wizard type mascot. The Furman Basketball Men's Basketball team earlier this month cracked the top 25. The AP top 25 for the first time in history after they defeated reigning national champion Villanova 76-68. Furman went on to get a few more wins since that huge upset over Villanova, and unfortunately did lose their first game, but they've bumped up to number 24. So shout out to Furman Men's Basketball. That winning streak that they're on also includes a victory 60-58 over Loyola Chicago earlier this year, 2018's Final Four participant, and a 54-point game by junior Jordan Lyons, during which he tied an NCAA Division I record with 15 three-pointers, and again over North Greenville. Furman's appearance in the top 25 marks the first time a school from the Southern Conference reached the AP top 25 poll since Davidson was number 22 back on December 15th, 2008. They had a guy named Steph Curry leading their team. So, winners definitely Furman basketball. You'd never heard of them until now, quite possibly, and they've been playing extremely well. So shout out to them. First time they've been ranked in school history. And like I said, but wait, there's more. There are more winners. My next winner, Joseph Martinez. and Atlanta United. You know his name surely by now, Joseph Martinez. MLS MVP this season, Atlanta United, MLS champions. They have to get the credit that they deserve for being awesome this season. Joseph Martinez, 31 goals, 6 assists, leading Atlanta United to their first ever MLS Cup in just their second season, the 2018 MLS MVP. And a little inside, behind the numbers of Atlanta United's 2018 season, they won the championship. Second best regular season in MLS history. MLS single season goals record by Joseph Martinez, those 31 goals. MLS single game attendance record, 73,019. MLS single season attendance record as a whole, 901,033. They hosted the All-Star Game in 2018, and it's the third championship in Atlanta pro sports history. You got to give credit where credit is due. Shout out to Atlanta United and Joseph Martinez. How long Joseph Martinez is going to continue to be with Atlanta United remains to be seen. Surely some teams overseas, Europe, are looking at bringing in the dynamic striker for Atlanta United, showing he has both youth and terrific form on his side. So Atlanta United, though, winners this week. All right, moving on. We've got more winners this week. My next winner is none other than Kelly Krauskopf. Is the first woman assistant general manager in NBA history. The Indiana Pacers hired the longtime WNBA executive to their front office to be an assistant general manager. Pacers owner Herb Simon said, as the architect of one of the WNBA's most successful franchises, Kelly is a true pioneer in our sport. I've worked with Kelly over the past two decades, so I know her tremendous basketball mind, work ethic, and proven leadership skills will continue to be a great benefit to our organization. We've seen Major League Baseball have two women assistant GMs, including current Yankees executive Gene Afterman and former Dodgers executive Kim Ng. There are several rising female executives in the NBA, but Kelly will be the first at the assistant general manager level. If you remember, Sue Bird recently is taking on an assistant, kind of almost internship type role with the Denver Nuggets. So the rise of women in the high ranks of the NBA. So that makes her a winner for breaking a barrier there in the NBA. And another winner, this one, Cowboys wide receiver Amari Cooper. In 6 games with the Raiders this season, he had 22 catches, 280 yards, which was 12.7 yards per catch, and 1 touchdown. In his first 6 games with the Cowboys this season, Amari Cooper had 34 catches, 642 yards, 18.9 yards per catch, and 6 touchdowns. He also became the first player in NFL history with 3 go-ahead receiving touchdowns in the fourth quarter and overtime of the same game. Cooper had 7 catches on 8 targets for 163 yards and those 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter and overtime of their win over the Philadelphia Eagles. He became the third Cowboys player with 200 receiving yards and 3 TDs receiving in a single game, joining Michael Irvin in 92 and Frank Clark in 1962. So yes, everybody may have ridiculed Jerry Jones when he gave up a first-round pick for Amari Cooper, especially when there were other trades for other wide receivers of comparable stats, at least. Not as good as Amari Cooper in general, athletically or anything like that. But the numbers they were putting up, similar to what Cooper was doing with the Raiders, and they were acquired for a lot less than the first-round pick, let me tell you that. But Amari Cooper has rewarded the Cowboys' faith in him. He's been awesome. Dak Prescott has a go-to receiver once again after losing Dez Bryant and Jason Witten retiring. They've got Ezekiel Elliott doing his thing in the backfield. Cowboys are a legitimate team to watch here as we march on towards the playoffs here in the closing weeks of the NFL season. All right, we've got more winners because we're just never going to be done with the winners. This one, Broncos running back Philip Lindsay, the rookie. He was largely unrecruited out of Denver after he tore his ACL as a senior in high school. He was given a scholarship by local school, the University of Colorado. Lindsay goes to Colorado. He went on to become their all-time leader in all-purpose yards, but wasn't invited to the NFL Combine. We've heard this story before, similar Matt Breida over with the 49ers. He did not get an invite to the Combine, and when his pro day came up, he was awesome and would have smashed a bunch of the numbers for running backs at the Combine. But that's okay, because Philip Lindsay, after going undrafted and then signing with the Denver Broncos, He won the starting job over fellow rookie running back Royce Freeman out of Oregon. And now Phillip Lindsay has been named to the Pro Bowl. He became the first undrafted offensive rookie to be named to a Pro Bowl in their rookie season. So Phillip Lindsay, his numbers against the Browns last week may have hurt me in my fantasy playoffs, and I may have lost, but I do not hold any grudges. I'm not mad at Phillip Lindsay. It's okay. But shout out to Phillip Lindsay. He's a winner this week. First offensive rookie to ever be named to the Pro Bowl in his first year. So shout out. Phillip Lindsay, definitely a winner this week. And wrapping up the winners list, Luka Doncic, the rookie for the Dallas Mavericks. Remember, drafted by the Atlanta Hawks, traded. His rights were traded to Dallas for the rights of Trae Young and a future first-round draft pick. Well, Luka Doncic has not disappointed. More than a third of the way into the NBA season, he's averaging 19 points, 6.5 rebounds, 5 assists, and the Mavericks 15-15 record in a very tough Western Conference. Obviously, Dirk's been hurt. Dirk Nowitzki, that is. He's back. How effective he'll be, we don't know. Dennis Smith Jr. has struggled with some injuries in his sophomore season. Harrison Barnes is doing his thing, but he missed a good portion of the beginning of the year with an injury. Wes Matthews, not quite the same player. So it's really been Luka Doncic and DeAndre Jordan carrying the scoring and defensive load for the Dallas Mavericks. And the rookie, the 19-year-old rookie, I should add, has not disappointed one bit. So Luka Doncic, definitely a winner. Mavericks as a whole, 15-15. They got a 500 record. They're not great, but they're winning despite having some of their key pieces out for extended periods of time so far this season. So Luka Doncic doing big things, 19-6-5, the last rookie to average that more than 30 games into the season. LeBron James, a little bit of nice company there. So Luka Doncic and the Mavericks winners this week. And as we get ready to shut this thing down here at the diner, I have a couple, that's right, multiple say what's.
Say what?
Yeah, not just one, not two, not three. Okay, you get the point. First, say what? Passer rating in games against the Los Angeles Rams this season. This isn't all of them, but this is a handful of them. Kind of gives you an idea and reinforces the idea that, hey, it's a team game. Russell Wilson, 132.5, he lost. Wilson again, 123.2, they lost. Patrick Mahomes, 117.6, lost. Kirk Cousins, 117.3, lost. Phillip Rivers, 105.7, lost. Aaron Rodgers, 102.9, lost. Mitchell Trubisky, 33.3, they won. It's a team game, folks. And my other say what, Stephen Curry, if he missed his next 485 three-point attempts, he would still have a better three-point percentage than Ray Allen, who is the greatest three-point shooter of all time. So let that sink in. 485 straight misses, which he's not going to do. So unless Steph Curry magically forgets how to shoot the ball over the next 5 to 10 years of his career, he's going to go down as the greatest three-point shooter percentage-wise of all time. All right there. Have you had enough winners yet? Because I am winners. I'm out. I'm done. That's all the winners I've got this week. I'm out of specials. Christmas is around the corner. It's the holiday season. I'm out of winners. I can't do anything else for you. I apologize. So we're going to have to close things up here at the diner. Thank you for joining us. Remember, we're not quite done yet. A few minutes left in the Johnny Taco Taco Man audio magazine on the other side of this break. But in the meantime, the diner is closed. I'm Dominic Jimenez signing off. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, I hope you enjoyed what we had for you. And happy holidays. Be safe, everybody. We'll catch you next time on Dom's Diner.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables
not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
That's Lynn. I'm Seth. These are our favorite jokes of the week. President Trump and First Lady Melania attended a Christmas reception today at the White House, but not before Melania had the room swept for mistletoe. A cat was returned to its owner in Canada this weekend after it accidentally crawled into a box and was shipped 700 miles away. Said the cat owner, yeah, accidentally. President Trump has apparently asked his cabinet secretaries to look at whether their agencies have funding that can be used toward the border wall. Man, he's really obsessed with building a wall. Mr. President, your policies are incredibly, incredibly cruel towards immigrants. You're damaging the economy and our society to the point where coming to America to pursue a better life won't even be a logical option. Don't you see? You're the wall. The wall was inside you all along. CNN has obtained new documents showing that President Trump signed a letter of intent to move forward with negotiations to build a Trump Tower in Russia, despite his attorney, Rudy Giuliani, claiming that the document was never signed. Said Giuliani, that's not Trump's signature. The document was clearly signed by someone named Ay-Ay-Ay-Ay-Ay-Ay-Ay. Google has unveiled its list of the most searched celebrities of 2018, with Demi Lovato topping the list, narrowly beating out the second most searched for celebrity, someone to host the Oscars.
My thanks to the great Seth Meyers. Of course, Dominic Jimenez and our producer, the executive one. I'm talking about Mr. Scott Cuddy. Till next time, happy holidays from the Taco Man and Sports Byline.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I mean, it's enough to make your head explode.
Yeah.